everybody, and welcome to Moms on a Mission. So MyPillow.com, if you go there and type the code MISSION and you'll save 66% off, they make the very best pillow slippers, mattress toppers, and even dog beds. And if you like what you're hearing and you believe in the message, we would love your support at Moms on a Mission. You can support us by going to MyPillow.com, type in the code MISSION. That's MyPillow.com. Code MISSION. And as always, email us at moms@momsonamission.net. That's moms@momsonamission.net. Okay, you'll want to buckle up today because we welcome back to our show Coach Joe Kennedy. As you know, he won the Supreme Court lawsuit for the $1.7 million Supreme Court lawsuit in which he was fighting for religious freedom. He was praying on the football field at the 50-yard line, and he was fired for that. And thank the Lord he won, and a precedent has been set because of that Supreme Court win. And so we welcome him back today. He went to his first game a little bit ago and knelt down on that 50-yard line. Welcome back to Moms on a Mission, Coach Joe Kennedy.
Thank you for having me again. You guys are so awesome.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. So walk our listeners through. So you were fired. It was 7 years, right?
Yeah, 8 years.
Oh, 8 years. Okay. So you were you're without that job for 8 years, had to figure out, you know, another plan for your life because your religious freedoms were, wrongfully taken away. And so you had to find another job. And then you win this Supreme Court lawsuit, and then you go back. Walk us through the steps from once you got the win, what happened after that?
Right. After the win, we kind of waited around, see what the school district was going to offer for my job. And they were kind of dragging their heels, which was unfortunate. But then they ended up saying, all right, we'll come back for the next football season. So I did. I came back for the spring. I was immediately bombarded with a week's worth of red tape I needed to go through, and all the training, all the updates, certifications, all that stuff. So I spent a week doing that. I didn't even get out on the football field for spring ball. I told the head coach, let's try again in the fall since this isn't working in the spring. So I came back for the fall, first day of fall practice, met with the team, met with all the coaches. The coach, awesome guy, just a wonderful man. And we had to have that frank conversation. And he was straight up and said, yeah, neither one of us had a choice in this. So we're just going to do the best that we can. And he did. He really did work the best he could.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? What does that mean? Neither one of you have a choice in this. I'm sorry. That confused me.
No. Yeah, no. So he was told he had to take me back and put me on his staff from the school district. And of course I had to go back because that's what I've been fighting for all this time. I wanted to be a coach and I wanted to be able to pray after a football game. And he's already had these other coaches for, you know, years. Some of them have been together for 8 years while I was gone. And yeah, so it was kind of, I just got shoved right into the middle of it. And I'm sure wasn't very happy with it, but he made the best that he could out of it.
Was there a position for you, or did they make a position for you? I mean, they were in need of your coaching role.
No, they didn't really need me at all. I had my former job was the head coach of junior varsity and assistant coach for the varsity. There was already a head coach for the junior varsity, so they didn't need another person for that. And I didn't want to split hairs. I just wanted to be a coach again. And so I took a second fiddle to whoever was in charge of that.
Okay. Okay. So he basically said, you know, neither of us really had a choice in this, but here we are. Let's make the best of it.
Right. And we did. We focused on the kids. And for the past 3 weeks, or almost a month now, we had fall camp. We worked out every day and got the kids ready for the first game. And we did. We had the first game. It was incredible, incredible turnout. It was the right amount of people. I was nervous because you can imagine, I thought there was going to be hundreds of thousands of people. I had no idea how many people were going to show up for it. And I was sure there was going to be protesters, but it was a great crowd, only about three times the amount that's usually at our football game. And the game was so incredible. We played a Canadian team, which made an international kind of more alluring, I guess. And that by the time halftime came around, everybody was on pins and needles. And then in the third and fourth quarter, our team came back and won it. And everybody forgot about me. It was so wonderful. There wasn't a kid, there wasn't a coach, there wasn't a person in the stand that was thinking about Coach Kennedy. And it was awesome.
I mean, that's why you're there.
Yeah, exactly. And I walked out and congratulated the other team, talked to the coaches really quick. And then on the way back, I made sure that the coast was clear. You didn't want to get any prayer on any of the players or anything. And I took a knee and thank God for, I don't know, it seemed like an eternity, but it was probably about 10 seconds. And I was just saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I had nothing else to say. I worked so hard and so long to get at that. And as you know, the shirts that we have, it says, fight the good fight. I finished the race and we remain faithful. And that's what it felt like, that the end was there. We finally got to where we've been fighting for so long. And yeah, we didn't know what to do after that. My wife and I just giggled the rest of the night when we got home. It was the first time we didn't have anything hanging over our head like that. And it was just incredible to know that the justice system finally worked out and we ended up winning all the way through.
And we finally are aligning with the Constitution, which is religious liberties, and to have that trampled on the way it was, and to really to lose your job. And kudos to you for going back. And I mean, that had to have been awkward. You weren't doing what you really were qualified to do and what you had done in the past, but yet you went back for quite a while, the spring and the fall. That was a lot of time. And because you were fired, you ended up moving to Florida. And so that was an inconvenience on you to make that work, but yet you did it. So well done from that standpoint. Like, that's incredible. And what a feeling that must have been as you knelt on the 50-yard line. I mean, that must have just been so incredibly phenomenal to think, you know, the pinnacle of this 8-year war, really. You know, you've put yourself, your wife, your family. I know this is no secret. I mean, you talk about freely and openly how this was a challenge on your marriage. And I mean, but yet you stayed strong.
Yeah, well, that was the whole thing, is remaining strong all the way through. We had millions of people across America and actually all over the world that were praying for us, supporting us. And it really just kept me going. There were so many times that I felt defeated. I didn't want to continue on. The things that people would say to my family and to my wife, you know, there are a lot of tough guys that are out there in the world behind their keyboards. And of course, nobody ever wanted to meet face to face about those things. But it was tough. It was really tough, but it really strengthened our marriage. It strengthened our faith and really strengthened my love for the Constitution and for America, because we can't rely on the government to fix things. We have to do it ourselves. And unfortunately, our government's in a mess. So what are we going to do about it? We can't leave it up to anybody else. And I'm just glad I was the one to be able to stand up and have people stand with me and say, yeah, we're in this together.
Well, thank goodness you have a background that lends itself to fighting for a country, and thank you for your service. But you were a Marine, is that right?
Yep, 20 years I retired.
Thank you so much for your service. But I believe that it's those moments and those experiences in life that prepare us so that when the time to stand comes, that we're ready and we're equipped and we say yes, sir, to God, and then we stand and then he empowers us, you know, to fulfill his will. Because in Joshua 1:9, he's very clear. God's very clear. He says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? And it's a command. So we're not supposed to, you know, cower down, but we're supposed to stand up because we have the truth on our side.
Yeah. And, you know, God gave me life and gave me the life that I have in my family. So what was I going to say? No, I wasn't going to turn this down. He asked me to serve and I served. And that's a great thing. You know, I find out all these, you know, Bible stories later on because I don't know it really well. But there was a guy who tried to run away from God and he ends up getting thrown overboard and swallowed by a whale. I mean, really, it was a no-brainer. And God really made my life where I am a fighter. I'm not one of those lovey-huggy, touchy kind of Christians. You know, I'm more of the David kind of guys that, and his mighty men. I'm a warrior. I'm not a lover.
Well, I think you are a lover because you're a warrior. That love is truth. That's the thing that you can do. You can love somebody the most by speaking the truth. And I'm, like you said, I'm so grateful it was happened on your watch and not somebody else's, because let's just be honest. I'm not putting down anybody, but I think the average person would not do what you did. I mean, that's remarkable, or they wouldn't last 8 years. I mean, you to last 8 years and come out with that win. I mean, people just probably have no idea what you have gone through in that 8 years and really what you gave up in that time frame. So thank you so much for standing. I was wondering what's the status now. So this is Bremerton High School in Bremerton, Washington. Yep. And you had the Knights, right? That's their Knights.
Yeah.
And so y'all won the game.
Yep. 27-12. It was awesome.
That's so great. And then what happened after that?
So I went out and did the prayer, and I went back and joined my team. We got everybody cleaned up and taken care of and out of the locker room. And I went down and had a bunch of press. I addressed just about every news media and did a couple interviews down there. And my wife and I finally just said, you know, hey, here we go. Let's go home and enjoy the night for the first time. And we did. And like I said, we did giggle till about 2 o'clock in the morning. It was short lived because I had to get up the next morning for more interviews. And
oh, wow.
Then we got some bad news last week on my wife's dad. That was the reason we moved to Florida. But his test results came back and they're not good. So it seemed like the right thing to do. I went to practice on Monday. So Friday was a game. I went to practice on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And my wife and I decided that it's better to go out on top. And, you know, the school, I'm sure, is not missing me at all. And it probably relieves a lot of pressure from everybody. And I got to go out on my own terms, and I got to retire knowing that it was my choice and not somebody else's.
And you know, the reason why you're leaving is so wonderful that you're wanting to support your wife and your father-in-law, and you're not leaving because your religious liberties were, you know, unconstitutionally stripped from you. So you did what you needed to do. You did your job for all of Americans, and like you said, even people around the world have noticed this. And you did your job, and now it's time to go support your father-in-law and your wife. And I think that's absolutely amazing and perfect that you came back to do your job, and now you're on to your next endeavor.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what's next. We haven't discussed what's next. Over the past 8 years, we've been in a holding pattern trying to figure out when is God going to finally end this war for us. And you know, we've talked about going into ministry. We talked about going on missions. We talked about maybe, you know, marriage seminars. Because if if your wife sues you and you fire her, I sued her because she fired me. If we could go through something like that and 8 years of that kind of battle, I'm sure that everybody could kind of look at their lives and say, we could pretty much straighten anything out with the power of God and just some love and understanding with each other.
So in case people don't know that story, tell them what you mean by that line, because that's hilarious, but it is true.
Yeah, it's been an ongoing joke for us for you know, funny but not funny joke. She was a human resource director for the Bremerton School District. So in any other circumstance, she would have been the one to hire me and fire me. And since I did get fired from, you know, coaching, I sued the school district, which she was part of. And so we kind of joked about that for years and years. And she didn't think it was funny for the first few years because we were going through this lawsuit with with her boss and all of her employees. So it was pretty stressful. But now we can look back and say, man, God's got such a sense of humor. And you can't deny that he's present in our lives.
Oh, there's no denying it. That's exactly right. So that sounds so cool, all of these options that you all have, and praise God that you have them. So let's talk about, you have a book coming out and then a movie.
Yeah, So the book was something that I really wanted to do. I didn't know how to write a book. I had a wonderful, huge liberal, Stephanie Katz. She's probably the most liberal person I have ever met. And I wanted her to write the book. I wanted to tell her the story and have her understand and write it from kind of that middle row where most Americans are. Most Americans are moderates. We're not one way or the other. We can pretty much see eye to eye in almost everything. We just make everything polarized. So I wanted somebody to tell it from a different perspective. And she and I put it together, and it goes from me being all the way before birth, being an unwanted pregnancy, until I kneel on the 50-yard line, and explains my whole entire life, all the things I went through, my family went through. And really, hopefully, it's going to just inspire people. It shows that, to me, it was really a love story. My finding love when I was just an angry kid, to finding love in my country, serving in the military, and finding God and my wife, and finding love in those two things, and really relying on them. So hopefully people will read it and actually judge me based on the book and not just the cover, because, you know, most people just see a headline or a Facebook post or hear rumor about it and they think it's the truth. So I want people to read it and be able to understand who I am, and then make a good judgment call on it. If they thought it was right, and also inspire people, because if, you know, an average schmuck like me could do this, where we change the entire landscape of religious liberty in America. I mean, we brought God back into the public schools and the public square. That's no little feat. And that's the way it was originally designed. But we've been without God in our schools for what, 50 years or something crazy? So everybody just assumes that this is the way that it's supposed to be. And hopefully they'll be inspired to be able to stand up and say, well, man, if this guy could do it, imagine what we could do if we all stand together. So hopefully inspire somebody.
Yeah. And the book is called Average Joe. Mine arrives October 26th. And so we'll put the link in the content description for that, for your book. And I cannot wait to read it. And I think that's fair enough. I think everybody should buy the book, Average Joe. You can get it anywhere, right? Like Amazon or wherever.
Amazon and every
averagejoe.com.
Oh, yeah. You could also just go to my website, too. It's coachjoekennedy.com. I know it's not very original, but I'm not a very original guy. So,
no, that's
yeah. And there's links to everything, like you said earlier, you know, the shirts that we have, Fight the Good Fight. That's kind of been our mantra of 2T47. And people are looking at it going, 2T47. I don't get it. And I said, it's 2 Timothy 4-7, and it's Fight the Good Fight. And that's been our, I feel like we did that. I feel that all of us across America, with you guys have been with me for forever with this. So yeah, we did fight the good fight and we have finished the race.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. And how about the movie? Where are you with that?
Well, you know, Hollywood is a little kooky right now. They have a few, the little strike thing going on somewhere over there. And I haven't paid much attention to it, but I guess it's putting things really slow down in Hollywood, which maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe they all need a time to recheck themselves. But they're in the middle of casting it right now. We have a director, we have the producers, we have all the funding. They're hiring the cast and crew right now, and they want to start shooting immediately. However, you know, with the strike and everything, it has slowed it down. So it will come, they'll finish filming it hopefully before the year's end, and it will be out probably next fall. I think it takes about a year to make a movie, and it'll be out next fall for time for the football season. And again, it's called The Average Joe, and it's based on my life. And I guess just the way that somebody sees it and wants to tell the story.
That's so great. And so as we wrap up, one last question I want to ask you is, what would you say to an average Joe dad or an average mom, a soccer mom, or, you know, just everybody, every American who's just trying to, you know, live the American dream and pay their bills and go on a vacation with their family and all of that and serve the Lord as well. What would you say when it comes time to make a decision And sometimes we have to do the hard things, but what could you say to them that would encourage them to stand up for truth and to not be paralyzed by fear?
Right. And it is paralyzing. You wonder how you're going to ever tackle it. It's like when you have a kid, you're like, how am I supposed to raise this? And, you know, being married, how am I supposed to live with somebody else for the rest of my life? And everything is just one step at a time, and doing the right thing. It's not always popular. It's not always fun and glamorous. But, really, if I could do this, then everybody could do it. They need to be involved with one. I always tell everybody, find your faith. I don't care what you're going to believe in, but find some kind of faith in something. Even if it's just your family, find something that you're passionate about. And then do that to the best of your ability. Get involved with, if you're already a believer, get involved at the church and have other church people, other members, talking about these things. We try to shy away and we say, oh, we're never supposed to talk about religion or these things, while we're at work. Why not? We absolutely should. It's part of our life. That's who we are. We shouldn't shy away from those difficult conversations. And then lastly, just stand up, and I will stand with anybody. It's the most rewarding thing at the end of the day, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I did fight the good fight. You don't always win, but you at least could be proud of who you are. And as a person, you could look yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, I did what was right. So hopefully with the combination of those things, there's strength in numbers, talk to somebody, team up together, join a group that you're passionate about and fight for something, be part of it.
I love that. That's great wisdom right there. And I just want to say thank you for all Americans and even internationally for taking a stand and showing us how to do it and showing us that you don't give up, you don't quit, you continue to fight that good fight of faith. And thank you for sacrificing to do that. We are so grateful. And your one stand or kneel, your kneel at the 50-yard line is blessing America and is setting precedent that we all can lean on now because of you. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome. Keep fighting the good fight yourselves.
Thank you. And to our listeners, thank you so much for your support for Moms on a Mission. Just go to momsonamission.net. You can see all our episodes there. We'd really love for you to follow us on Rumble, Moms on a Mission on Rumble. We're on all the platforms, but we prefer Rumble since it's uncensored. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have any questions or comments, email us as always at momsonamission.net. That's momsonamission.net. And please follow us on your favorite platform. And thanks for listening. In light of recent bank volatility and skyrocketing inflation, diversification is a must. That's why I use my good friend Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Beverly Hills Precious Metals makes it so easy to diversify. I personally ordered some silver and it arrived on my doorstep just a few days later. They make it so easy. And if you're not ready to do that and you just want to ask a few questions, they're there for you too. I personally got some silver and also am rolling over some of my IRA. You can actually roll over your IRA and have it be backed by silver and gold. So if you don't have any extra money to invest in silver and gold, rolling over a 401k or an IRA, or even part of it, if you just want to try it at first, just for a little bit, you can do that as well. So go to bh-pm.com today and ask all your questions. You can connect with somebody. And like I said, you can just get some information at first if you want and pray about it, and then get back with them to roll over part of your IRA or all of it, or order some gold and silver. That's bh-pm.com. And tell them that Moms on a Mission sent you. Hey, everybody. Did you know that recent research from the CDC says that millions of Americans develop parasitic infections and symptoms often go unnoticed or are misdiagnosed? Parasites are actually the cause of many health problems such as anxiety, depression, chronic pain, fatigue, and unexplained digestive issues. We all need a common sense strategy to improve our health. Moms on a Mission encourages you to reach out to our good friend, Dr. Jason Dean. Dr. Dean's Full Moon Protocol provides all natural detoxification and fights inflammation. And the supplements are made with 100% organic ingredients and are proven to kill parasites safely and effectively. I know after I took Full Moon Protocol, I had more energy. To order your full moon protocol today, go to bravetv.store/mission to save $20 off your first order. That's bravetv.store/mission. According to leading sleep experts and sleephealth.org, over 50 million Americans struggle getting a good night's rest. That's why Moms on a Mission loves MyPillow. MyPillow makes amazing pillows, sheets, mattress toppers, robes, towels, literally almost everything you need for a good night's sleep. They also make dog beds for your dogs. So by going to mypillow.com, typing in the code MISSION, you not only receive a high quality product, but you're supporting Moms on a Mission and this podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you agree with it, you believe in it, and you want to support Moms on a Mission, then go to mypillow.com today and order some high quality products and just type in the code MISSION at checkout, and you can save up to 66% off. That's mypillow.com, code MISSION.
Since 2014, Organic Body Essentials has offered clean, simple, certified organic skincare. Our organic face to feet and federally compliant hemp and pet products are manufactured under USDA and FDA guidelines. Our products are inspired by God using plants He created. In Ezekiel 47:12, it says, "The fruit is for food and the leaves for healing." We believe in the power of God to heal, so we pray over our products and for our customers. Our therapy in a bottle approach has been widely received, and our customers' testimonials continue to inspire us. You can find us at organicbodyessentials.com and obe.organicbodyessentials.com. Please feel welcome to reach out with questions. Use coupon code MISSION at checkout for a discount. Thank you for your support by using MISSION at checkout to benefit Moms on a Mission and their quest to reestablish traditional values in our education system and empowerment for a healthy lifestyle.